responsibility and secure borders, our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Thursday. Absolutely fantastic news coming out of Lansing. State government going to make a concentrated effort, according to reports coming out of the budget committee, to have the budget done well before the July 1st summer break. Sarah Anthony, Democrat chair in the Senate Appropriations Committee, made the announcement just an hour ago that all of the subcommittees, all of the various departments are moving at record speeds to make their recommendations, and that the state Senate budget will be turned in to the governor, to the House, long before the June 30th request of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So just glad to hear that they are working so hard to get the budget done and will meet the deadline on the Senate side. However, no such announcement has been made from the House Republicans, whether or not they are going to meet the deadline or not, but we are continuing to watch it. And again, I know it's boring. I know it's in the weeds, but we need to follow the budget process. Why? Because that's what we do. Michigan News, Michigan Politics, we're in the budget season, and so we continue to follow these departments, these committees. Well, various information on outside interests that fund lawsuits in exchange for a percentage of any favorable judgment was moved out of the House Judiciary Committee after a debate that fell along party lines. A wide range of business groups support State Representative Mike Harris, Republican from Clarkson's, House Bill 5281. While the Michigan Association for Justice opposes the bill. Surprise, surprise. Well, State Representative Kelly Breen, Communist Democrat from Novi, described the bill requiring third-party litigation funders to register with the state, as she calls it a David and Goliath scenario, based on the false belief that foreign entities are actually interfering in lawsuits here in the state of Michigan. She offered a substitute requiring the funders to be regulated by the state and would require agreements disclosed, but would have eliminated a requirement that forces plaintiffs to disclose their trial strategies without similar requirements for the defendants. Breen said, the current bill as it stands seeks to solve a problem that doesn't exist, which is foreign interference with our lawsuits. There's no evidence whatsoever that any foreign entities are interfering in lawsuits. The bill, as proposed, would require the plaintiffs show their hand to basically give away their trial strategy without requiring defendants to do the same thing. So you have a little guy who is injured, trying to seek justice, and that they have to basically hand over their entire strategy to the defendants, who all have very deep pockets. Most of them, most of the time, are insurance companies. Breen encouraged the committee to seriously consider her substitute. However, unsurprisingly, it failed along party lines. The bill, House Bill 5281, sponsored by Harris, moved out of the committee 7-4. The 7 Republicans voting for it, 4 Democrats voting against it. The bill would create a new public act titled the Third Party Litigation Funding Transparency Act, which will require third party litigation funding companies to register with the Department of Insurance and Financial Services and disclose their involvement in lawsuits. Third-party litigation funding is also known as legal financing or lawsuit lending. Generally involves a company that contracts with a litigant to help fund litigation in exchange for a right to claim a portion of the proceeds if the suit is successful. In a press release after the hearing, Harris said outside investors finance legal action throughout the entire country, including Michigan. Shadow cash from secret investors is playing a role in our courtrooms as lawsuits are increasingly being treated as perverse investment opportunities. This secret rot within our legal system is why I'm introducing this legislation. When secret spenders try to milk cases for every penny, those costs get pushed onto higher insurance premiums, higher healthcare costs, and higher consumer prices. Amanda Fisher, state director in Michigan for the National Federation of Independent Businesses, who did not address the committee, wrote a letter supporting the legislation. She said 94% of our members support the measure. In her letter, Fisher wrote that third-party funders currently operate with virtually no oversight and no transparency. This bill would place guardrails, creating crucial maintenance to fairness and integrity in our justice system. Parties presenting cards in support of the bill was Uber, the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association, Michigan Retailers, Small Business Association of Michigan, the Home Builders Association of Michigan, Michigan Alliance for Legal Reforms, and the Midwest Independent Retailers Association. Mitch Albers from the Michigan Association for Justice did not address the committee, however, opposes the bill. Zach Rudat, director of the Michigan Alliance for Legal Reform, did support the bill and did speak. Without oversight, guardrails, and transparency measures, bad actors can use third-party litigation funding as an unregulated investment opportunity that undermines the integrity of our legal system for both plaintiffs and defendants alike. Now the bill will go to the full House for a floor vote and will be sent to the Senate for their consideration. Kind of interesting story during the budget process. Question will be whether Governor Gretchen Whitmer would even sign it. Don't really know yet what her position would be on this bill. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Let's see, do I have time? Yeah, I got time for this one. This is short. Appeals panel considers whether the Michigan Public Service Commission stripped local control over energy projects. Michigan Public Service Commission illegally rewrote a 2023 law to expand limitations on how local officials can control renewable energy projects within their jurisdiction. An attorney told the appeals panel yesterday. Grand Rapids attorney Michael Homer, who represents 72 townships and 7 counties from the Upper Peninsula all the way down to Southeast Michigan, told the Michigan Court of Appeals that the Michigan Public Service Commission October 2024 order undermines his client's authorities to regulate the siting of utility-scale renewable energy projects, as was permitted by Public Act 233 of 2023 and became effective November 29th of 2024. The only mischief here is by the Michigan Public Service Commission rewriting legislative texts. The legislature understood fully well what it was doing and didn't want to cram these facilities down rural Michigan's throat. Well, the Assistant Attorney General, Nicholas Taylor, representing Dana Nessel's office, and also forced to represent the regulators, gave a counter to the argument. We'll present his side of the arguments in the final segment. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The WTax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the WTax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you understand that I was born a rambling man.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The Michigan appellate court system is hearing arguments brought by 72 townships, seven counties, fighting Public Act 233. This is something that Ian Murphy is very familiar with. We talk about it with him every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30. Well, it's going to the appellate court process. Even though there's no time frame from when the panel, Chief Judge Michael Godola, Judges Christopher Murray and Michael Kelly will issue their opinion. However, the Assistant Attorney General, Nicholas Taylor, who represents the Michigan Public Service Commission, countered that their definition is pretty consistent with the Public Act and also aligns with legislative intent. Well, here's the history. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appoints the three members to sit on the Michigan Public Service Commission. When they, the Democrats, had control of the House and the Senate, passed Public Act 233, Whitmer signed it into law November of 2023. Allows developers to bypass local approval processes to be able to get and receive project approval directly from the Michigan Public Service Commission unless the local municipality adopts a compatible renewable energy ordinance. We've heard Ian Murphy talk about these CREOs. Well, however, the Michigan Public Service Commission's October 10, 2024 order narrows the definition of CREOs. The attorney argued to only contain the setback, fencing, height, sound, and other applicable requirements expressly outlined in Section 2268 of Public Act 233, which prohibits additional requirements. The attorney Homer told the panel, well, that's absurd, noting that the legislator's intent was not only to take away local municipalities' ability to impose local restrictions through local zoning, but also land uses. Well, Murray told the Assistant Attorney General Taylor that it comes down to the separations of powers as to who really makes the rules. If there's a problem with the statute, it's not only able to be practically enforced, don't you go back to the legislature and have them amend it, as opposed to just having an unelected agency say, oh, well, you know, that's what it said, but it doesn't really work. So we're just going to go ahead and approve it anyway. Isn't that the problem? The judge, Murray, continued, that's not insignificant. It's the Constitution we're talking about. Bottom line, who is responsible for making the rules? Well, the Attorney General Assistant Taylor agreed the Constitution was important, but he argued it's not unique or controversial for the Michigan Public Service Commission to interpret statutes. Well, the judge for the townships argued that the Michigan Public Service Commission fabricated a new hybrid facility category that combines solar and wind installations with battery plants. But that isn't explicitly part of the state law. Brian Dole, an attorney representing energy trade groups who intervened in the lawsuit, said that townships and counties are looking to chip away at the state statute. Meanwhile, the Michigan Public Service Commission has the authority to interpret the statutes. The plaintiffs argued what you're trying to do is insert mischief back into the process. Well, townships were exercising their effective veto control. The legislature left no doubt. However, the legislature said if zoning is left with the townships, we will not meet our renewable energy, clean energy standards, and our renewable energy goals. Whose renewable energy goals? The Democrats, who had control of the House and the Senate 2023-2024, along with this governor? Folks, we are never going to be able to produce enough electricity by 2040 with windmills and solar panels. This green energy, new Green New Deal, is not realistic. The case continues. The Michigan appellate courts will make their decision later this year. This is going to end up in the Supreme Court. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News.